Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on August 22nd regarding Elvin, E-L-V-I-N, Valentin, V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Valentin, as described in the reports listed above. He is now a 53-year-old male who, again, reports he injured his left knee when he fell off of a ladder on 9-14-01. Paired, he ultimately had knee replacement surgery and therapy. Paired, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired, new paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 8-22-19 to be inserted here. Period. In conjunction with that was testimony he gave. Period on 8-12-21, he reopened his case. Period new paragraph on 12-8-21. He was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. D. Paola, D-E, capital P-A-O-L-A. Period, it was noted the petitioner was status post left knee, total knee replacement following tibial plateau fracture and revision surgery on that. Period, the original surgery was in 2001. Period, he'd been unable to work since the injury. Period, he has no new complaints regarding the left knee. Period, he is still ambulatory. Period, if he is on the knee for more than 25 minutes, he gets some soreness. Period, he had no recent falls or injuries. Period, he had last been seen in 2018. Period. Past medical history was also remarkable for rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension, diabetes, and depression. Period. Updated x-rays of the knee were performed, showing the replacement appeared to remain in good position without any significant evidence of loosening. Period. They elected to pursue some additional physical therapy. Period. He returned on 1-12-22. He had not yet received physical therapy. Period. He did follow up with Dr. Di Paola through 3-23-22. Period. He was doing much better, although had been experiencing some sensation as if the knee was moving side to side slightly. Period. He went for therapy and he was feeling improved. Period exam found full extension of the knee with flexion over 100 degrees. Period. There was no varus or valgus instability in full extension and 90 degrees of flexion. Period. He has 1+ anterior drawer and is stable. Period. He was again discharged by Dr. Di Paola at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed a healed 10.5-inch longitudinal scar anteriorly at the left knee. Period. There was swelling of the left knee and atrophy of the left quadriceps. Period. Left knee motion was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Right knee motion was from 0 to 135 degrees with a patellofemoral click. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. He resisted left quadriceps and hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5-5. He was tender to palpation about the left patella and the right lateral joint line. Period. Knee maneuvers normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mild limp on the left, utilizing a cane in his right hand. But he was able to walk on his heels, but could not stand on the toes of the left leg. But he changed positions fluently. He was able to squat to 60 degrees. Appeared he was tender at the lumbosacral junction. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Elvin Valentin was injured at work, as marked in my most recent report. Appeared after his evaluation here on 10/25/18, he received an order approving settlement on 8/22/19. Brady then applied for a modification of that award. Brady returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. DiPiola on 12/8/21. Period, a short course of physical therapy was rendered with improvement. Period, in paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Valentin ambulated with a mild limp on the left, using a cane in his right hand. Period, within the exam room, he was able to ambulate without the cane. Period, he had mildly reduced range of motion about the left knee. Period, there was full range of motion about the right knee with an associated patellofemoral click. Period, there was swelling of the left knee and atrophy of the left thigh. Period, he had mild weakness in left quadriceps and hamstring strength. Period, the rest of that is normal. My opinions relative to permanency will be the same as marked in my latest report. And that is the end.